This Daily Christian Newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 27th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. On average, nearly 700 Christian women and girls between the ages of 12 and 25 are kidnapped and forced into Islam each year in Pakistan. According to International Christian Concern, in this past month alone, several have been ripped from their homes and forced into Muslim pseudo-marriages. After these unholy unions, the women are considered property of their husbands, with no rights. 23-year-old Lavisa Bibi from the Kasur district in Punjab is one of the most recent taken at gunpoint. Please pray for Lavisa and her family. The World View spoke to Sardar Mushtaq Gill, a human rights lawyer in Pakistan, on why Christian women and their rights are so violated.
In Pakistan and particularly in all Muslim countries, the rights of women are being violated. Firstly, because if you will see the teaching of religion, and there are instances in which some basic women rights are being denied by the teaching of religion.
The Lord Jesus revealed to us how husbands are to treat their wives. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Ephesians 5:25. Cardinal Joseph Zen Zekun led a prayer meeting on Sunday with about 100 people in front of China's Hong Kong liaison office in Beijing, according to the Christian Post. Zekun spoke out against the persecution of Christians in China and said, quote, "Those who would not also speak out were accomplices," unquote. In one province alone, over 1,700 churches have been destroyed and numerous church leaders have been arrested. Adding to the growing tension between America and Russia, Russia has renewed their bombing of government opposition fighters now backed by the United States in Syria. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin have communicated over the last week about pressuring Syria to end their airstrikes in violation of a UN-negotiated ceasefire. It was a perfect five-state sweep for Donald Trump, winning by huge margins in Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Trump took as much as 65% of the vote in one state, but at his worst, won 54%. Just this week, Trump reached 50% support among Republicans for the first time nationwide. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders continued their slugfest. Clinton took Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and the biggest prize of the night, Pennsylvania. But Sanders vows to steam ahead. He won Rhode Island. Common Core might just become less common. The Michigan legislature is considering a bill to rescind their adoption of the Common Core standards. Senate Bill 826 would, quote, protect state and local control of public education, unquote. The World View spoke to Patrick Kolbeck of Michigan's 7th District about the bill.
The more this federal government has got involved in education, the worse we've gotten as a country. So there is power in local control, and as far as what our educational system would look like once Common Core is repealed, well, per our legislation, essentially puts the power for education decisions back in the hands of the local school districts and the parents and the teachers in those school districts.
Scripture reminds us of what a good education looks like. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. Meanwhile, an Alabama House committee approved a bill last Wednesday to abolish marriage licenses in their state. Thousands of Americans across the nation gathered on Saturday protesting 300 Planned Parenthood abortion mills. Planned Parenthood kills more babies through abortion than any other organization. My 4-year-old daughter Mercy held a sign that said abortion kills children, and my 1-year-old son Valor sat in his stroller as I held a sign that said adoption, the loving option. The event was organized by a coalition of pro-life groups who plan to make it an annual tradition until Planned Parenthood, quote, no longer preys upon our communities, unquote. In a recent study, Movie Guide founder Ted Baer showed how movies with Christian faith and values not only inspire the human heart, but also make good business sense. Revenue generated from such films have gone from next to nothing to more than $5.6 billion over the past few years. Oklahoma authorities are finally returning nearly $53,000 in cash to AWA, a Christian band manager from Dallas. In late February, the man, born in Myanmar, was pulled over reportedly for a defective brake light while heading home from a charity concert. When his car was searched and the large bundle of cash discovered, police seized the money, but no drugs. They charged Wa with a felony, drug proceeds acquisition. All charges were finally dropped. Now Wa is looking forward to getting the money to Thailand and Myanmar to help needy orphans. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." And that's The World View on this Wednesday, April 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. We'd like your feedback. What do you like about The World View? What sets it apart? Have you used this newscast in a family devotional or family worship? We'd love to hear from you. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.